You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
It is time for another round of Am I Curious? You come up with the question, we seek out the answer for you. And today's question is from Michigan radio listener Philip Arbor, who is with us now. So, Philip, take it away. What's your question?
My question is, who owns the roads in Michigan? We have federal use, we have state, we have county, we have township, cities, villages, but who really owns them?
What got you wondering about this?
The questions that were being raised in the state legislature about repair and maintenance.
So basically, who owns that problem is what you're wondering?
Correct.
For the answer, we turn to Arnie Frobum, who's a policy analyst for the Michigan Department of Transportation. And Arnie, just to get us all on the same page, we've got more than 122,000 route miles of roads, more or less, in our state. Which ones are controlled by the state, by MDOT?
There's basically three kinds of roads in Michigan. To try to keep it as simple as we can, there's state highways, county roads, and city and village streets. The state share of that is the most heavily used 9,600 miles. Those are the state highways that have route numbers beginning with M or US or I. And then after that, there's county and city local roads.
And what percentage then? Who's got the lion's share? And, you know, what percentage is county and what percent is city village?
Once you get out of the cities and villages, everything that is not a state highway is a county road. The county road system is the largest in terms of route miles. And then within Michigan's 533 cities and villages, there's a little over 30,000 miles of city streets. There's three classes of agencies, and the responsibility for the road system is divided up among all of those agencies. And it's pretty finely divided. There's 83 counties and 533 cities and villages, plus the Michigan Department of Transportation that's in charge of the state highways. So that's a total of 617 different road agencies in Michigan.
Now, is that typical to, how does it compare to other states?
It's not too different. In a couple of states, there's only one road agency. In places like West Virginia and maybe one or two others, every road is a state highway. But most states have a county road system and also city streets, although Michigan has a few more local street agencies than is normal.
And Arnie, when we say control, are we talking about building, about repairing and maintaining?
Yeah, this department or the county road commissions have total control over the roads that they have jurisdiction over. They're responsible for planning the improvements, conducting the routine maintenance and the improvement projects, plowing the snow in the winter, cutting the grass in the summer, filling the potholes all the time. Of course, when you ask the question, who owns the system, it's important to keep in mind that the true owners of the system are the highway users who actually pay into it. If you're driving a car in Michigan and have license plates and pay the fuel tax, you should think of yourself as an owner of the road system.
That's a fair point. I'm interested to Philip's question. When we hear that state lawmakers have approved a pot of money, and heaven knows that issue's been generating a lot of headlines in recent years, so we hear that state lawmakers approve money for road maintenance. How is that handed out? Is there some formula for deciding how much goes to the state or to a county or to a city?
Yes, there is. The sources of road money are primarily the fuel tax, which in Michigan is about 26 cents a gallon. And then there's a federal fuel tax, which is a little over 18 cents a gallon. And then the third source is the license plate tax, which for an average car owner is about $130 a year in Michigan now. And then for the Michigan share of that, it's all collected in something called the Michigan Transportation Fund. And then it's subdivided among those 617 road agencies and 83 transit agencies by a law that was passed in 1951 and has been changed and amended and rearranged quite a few times since then. But what that 1951 law does is takes the Michigan Transportation Fund, which is about $2.6 billion a year. That's a lot of gallons of gasoline. And,
sure is. A lot of license tabs.
and about 7 million cars worth of license plates. And 500,000 trucks. It subdivides that money among those 617 road agencies. The state highways, which carry about 50% of all the car and truck traffic, get about 36% of the total. the 83 counties get around 35% of the total, and the cities and villages get about, let's see, I think that's about 21% of the total.
Okay.
And that leaves about 9% for the city bus agencies all around the state.
What happens if the county or the city road agencies aren't keeping their roads in good repair? Does the state have any enforcement power?
Not so much over the actual performance of each of the local agencies. County road agencies, of course, answer to the county road commissions, which is an appointed body of or an elected body, couldn't be either one,
mm-hmm.
of either three or five people in each county. And they have oversight over the county roads. And in the city, it's up to the city council or the village board to superintend the work that's done on the city streets. All those local agencies do not really answer to the state government for their performance. They answer to the local boards.
If people find out that you're with MDOT, what are the biggest misconceptions that you hear from the public when it comes to the roads, maintaining them and paying for them?
Well, people know in a general way that there's a tax on motor fuel, but they have a tendency to overestimate just how much the average auto user pays. So some people are surprised when we tell them that they're getting the use of the whole 122,000-mile road system for just about $1.19 a day, which is what you're paying into the Michigan Transportation Fund and the federal tax for the use of the road system.
That's a good way to look at it. And so that's kind of how much skin we each have in the game, so to speak. Philip Arbor, did we answer your question?
You did a great job. Thank you very much.
Well, Arnie, thank you so much. Arnie Frohbaum is with MDOT, answering a question from Michigan radio listener Philip Arbor about our roads, who pays for them, and who's in charge, and who keeps them maintained. We want to thank both of you for being a part of Am I Curious?
Yeah, we're always glad to talk about roads and transit.
Thank you, sir.
And if you've got a question that you'd like us to dig into, you can submit it. Go to the Am I Curious page at michiganradio.org.